I'll go back to this thing I closed with yesterday. The need to understand each other, the need to get to know each other, the need to know what other people are thinking. People ask why I came out to Asia, and it's because I want to understand other people. I want to know what people are thinking. Americans' biggest problem is that they don't understand other countries. I'll tell you what, as a sheltered American, I had no clue that there was even a conflict between Taiwan and China. No, I tell you, for the last 10 years, I've watched newspaper articles basically duplicate the same boilerplate article. That they'll have half a paragraph about what happened in Taiwan or China, and then the whole rest of the article says, Taiwan is what China considers to be a rogue province, and going back to the days of after the Second World War, the Chiang Kai-shek and the Communist Revolutionary War and the Chinese Civil War, back in the, and currently to this day, China wants to take over Taiwan by force if necessary. And they go back, and almost every news article in the West about Taiwan, China, if Taiwan even comes up, they go back into exactly the same history again and again and again. And again. When I'm reading news, I'm like, oh, well, we're going back to that Taiwan history lesson again. When I came over here to Taiwan and it said Republic of China, I thought I was in China and I didn't know. I was clueless. When did we work to explain what was happening in other countries in detail? How is it possible that I went to college in America with all of our products made in China, with the Chinese culture, and not know about the debate over Taiwan? There's all this teaching about Christian missionaries in at Moody. All this Christian missionary talk. And China has this culture and China has that culture. But nowhere was it made clear to any of us what was happening between the governments of Chiang Kai-shek and Mao Zedong and how those governments are still here in conflict today. Well, it was more like political parties. In theory, it's one government, but I don't want to parse the difference. There's a conflict. And we were all totally clueless. How did that happen? And I'm a college graduate that studied international stuff. What's going on in America? If America doesn't understand the simple fact that China has had a civil war that's still not resolved after 70 years, then and that America is militarily helping one side in that civil war, if America doesn't know that, why are we even making our own decisions about immigration? What if our people don't even know that our stuff is made in a country that's still at war with itself, made in China, made in Taiwan? If we don't even know that, why are we even having a debate on what we think about immigrants? The Supreme Court should declare this country's unqualified to rule on DACA or to make a rule about DACA because we are xenophobes who don't know anyone else. I'm not trying to be rude and hateful. I'm trying to illustrate, maybe the Supreme Court shouldn't rule that, but then again, it wouldn't be crazy. Sorry, we're unqualified. I mean, I was just reading this week. There's some debate about whether to put an S after Congress in the plural. Or no, possessive, not plural. Excuse me. There is no plural of Congress. Oh, then again, Congress may be plural by definition. No, Justice Scalia was a big stickler on grammar. No, follow this. You know how you're supposed to put apostrophe S after something to make it possessive? But if it's plural and has the S added because of the plural, then you only add the apostrophe? Well, Congress is singular, and if it's possessive, you'd add apostrophe S, right? Okay, well, wrong. No, Supreme Court justices, in the court opinions of the past, most of the history of the Supreme Court, and always the majority, they write Congress in the possessive with an apostrophe and no S after it. Even in 1987, and then by 2010, It was Alito. Alito wrote it Congress apostrophe S and then quoted a previous justice, Stevens. I think it was Stevens who wrote Congress apostrophe. No, there's this debate about what to do. And Scalia would write it Congress, just apostrophe, no S, and Illinois, possessive, apostrophe, no S. But then he would use apostrophe S in other writings when dealing with other nouns. So, no, seriously, this is a thing, the history. And so there actually was debate over, well, when the justices were using Congress apostrophe S for the possessive of Congress, they were always in the minority. A majority of the court never put an apostrophe S to make the word Congress, capital C Congress, possessive. Very, 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 very fascinating factoid for you. So there was debate over, did you know the Supreme Court voted on how to spell marijuana? They wanted to spell it with an H instead of a J. Some did. We spell marijuana with a J because the Supreme Court voted to spell it that way. So there's been question over whether the Supreme Court should vote on how to make Congress possessive. And basically the ruling is today that this, the standing standard today is that it doesn't matter. If Congress with an apostrophe, you know it's possessive, whether you add an extra S or not. So you know what it means. And that's pretty much the standard that both are accepted as being possessive. So you're not going to get your legal battle won over whether there's an S after Congress in your lawsuit. So there. Well, the funny thing is, the Supreme Court has never debated on whether we should define what French grammar is or German grammar is, because we are not a nation that speaks French and German. Yeah, we've got some of it here and there, but that's out of our league, out of our experience, and outside and beyond of what we know. Well, if we don't even know that China still has an ongoing civil war, why are we dealing with foreign affairs at all? It's beyond our scope. So I'm not calling for any action to take downfall or shutting down of this or that, but look at the craziness of how many foreign decisions we make. Immigration. Why is there such a debate on immigration in America? Because we don't even know that there's a Chinese civil war still going on. We've got to get to the place where we understand what in the world is going on in the world. And until then, we're just going to keep having problems. Well, that was my idea in being over here. See you next week.